Yo, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the February edition of Tribble Nation, brought to you by WHYY, newsworks.org.
What up?
Yo, we are going to be bringing you a very special, heartfelt edition of Tribble Nation this month as we celebrate Valentine's Day by giving you Geeks in Love.
Geeks in Love.
Is this like Blackentine's Day?
Blackentine's Day.
Blackentine's
Day. Yeah, like Black History Times Day.
We could even pick like historical crushes. Like Historical Crush Monday or something. I don't know. Just a thought.
We could do that.
I've been in love with Harriet Tubman since I was 12.
You know?
It's hard not to be. Have you seen her knees?
Yo. Her parkour game is vicious.
Yo, her shotgun game is tight.
But what we are going to be talking about, in fact, those longtime fans of the Black Tribbles realize, and those new fans may not, that of the core five we have here, there are two Tribbles, affectionately known as the Hobbits, who are actually
in love.
With one another. As well as with...
Wow.
Just like, yeah, like really? I've never told him that, so I know I ain't tell you.
Well, okay, but you know what? You know what? Before we get to our special guest, let's just point it out. From day one, when Jay came onto the show...
What?
It has been unmistaken that there has been a very special kind of bond between you...
I love this man, Jason. I love this man. He's a fellow entrepreneur. So like I gotta like
you just know. See those kinds of things.
Yeah,
definitely. Are you guys playing footsies?
Was that you?
I thought that was oh.
They've always like kind of we've all kind of cooed together, and they've always just kind of been in the corner by themselves.
Extra cooing.
But then it starts off, but then it's.
We get husky. We cool. Get husky with it.
Cool.
But besides being in love with one another, they are actually two young men that are happily married, and we are proud as Peach to have their lovely spouses in the studio this evening. They are tribbles of their own right, so we will let them both introduce themselves. I will start with Mrs. Richardson.
Aw. I'm Danae, also known as Donkamus Tribble. That designation via Spider Tribble, so happy to be here.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that. This will be a perfect...
kind of okay with it.
Perfect place to talk about that. And then we have Mr. Mac is in... Mrs. Mac is in the building.
Hello, 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 everybody. This is Jasmine, a.k.a. Phoenix Tribble.
You...
Awesome.
Yeah.
And she just sounds awesome when she says she's like so proud of that. Phoenix Tribble. She always says it every time with this little lilt. Every time she says it, it's cool.
Well, hey, I like it.
That's dope. Thank you both for agreeing to come into the studio. And don't let the close proximity of your husbands dissuade you from being forthright and open as we talk about what it is to be in love with a geek / Tribble, because I'm sure it has its comes with its challenges.
Plus, there's a distinction between loving a geek and loving a Tribble.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because we're too cool to be geeks and we're too cute to be nerds. We're kind of in this.
It's a very fine niche.
Yes. Yes. So,
very true.
You know, you can. All Tribbles are geeks, but not all geeks are Tribbles.
Point.
Okay.
It's like a Venn diagram of social structure.
I like that.
A subsect of a subculture.
There you go. It's a subgenre.
Jasmine, where did you and Eric come together? When did you meet?
We met at the campus of Bloomsburg University.
Really?
Yep.
So was he just walking along the campus, tra-la-la-la-la, you noticed him one day and threw a rock at him?
No, actually, I was at a party with some of my girlfriends because I went to Bucknell. So we went to go visit Bloomsburg to, you know, go have fun. And I happened to catch a headache at the party. And
who goes to a party and catches the headache?
You know, right?
Yeah, right. How do you
just post up on the side like, oh, I don't feel good. Oh, oh my
god. Somebody
give
me a drink.
I feel faint. Oh, was there something up with me? I don't know.
No, I seriously had a headache and I was laying down on the couch and he was the only person that walked up to me and said, what are you doing laying down at my party? And I was like, I have a headache. And he's like, well, we're going to go fix that. So we walked down to the information desk and he went and got some Advil, was it?
Tylenol,
Advil, one of those things.
It was over the counter stuff.
Yeah. And
just to be clear.
Right?
And I had the medicine, you know, you took it with some water. And then after that, you know, he let it, you know, he went off to go entertain the rest of the guests that were coming. And then, you know, later on, he was like, hey, you owe me a dance.
Wow.
Oh, pimpin'. I got your headache cure, girl. I got you.
Now, had you known Eric beforehand?
Nope.
No?
Not at all.
And what did you think when this guy comes up to you and is like, yo, what are you doing laying down at my party? What did you think when he's looking down at you?
I was just like, where are you coming from? Like, leave me alone.
Right.
And then, you know, but he was nice about it. And, you know, he wasn't, you know, he was just like, you can't lay down at my party. Like, everybody else is up. You're the only one sitting down. Like, come on, we got to do something about that.
Nice. And you two have been basically together ever since, from what I understand. It seems like it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Just about.
And that was what?
2001.
Yep.
Wow. It's almost 15 years ago.
What, November 16th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Eric. Just say yes.
Yeah. Make sure you know your
go. Just go yes. All of the above. Sure.
Correct. That is cool. That is so dope. Now Eric has you know, it's said that Eric is the least geeky of all of us, yet he has definitely been outed. He is 100% geek, and he may be the third most geekiest of us, actually. But
wait, we're ranking each other?
Yeah, I didn't know there was a
rank. I know there was a part. There's
an order.
I mean, I could be the median, though. I'm used to the middle child.
I get lonely at breakfast, so this is what I do. I make lists.
That's a lonely breakfast.
No cornflakes.
Let me list my friends.
I'm always number one.
Right. I'm the best.
When So knowing that about Eric and everything like that, would you call yourself a geek?
That's a good question. I guess after the fact, kind of knowing what it is to be a geek, I would say yes. Mm-hmm. But growing up, that was the thing that I wasn't. I wouldn't consider myself a geek. Well, for me, a geek was like somebody who was heavy into comic books and video games. And that wasn't me.
What were you into?
Volleyball. I was in volleyball. I was in track.
She's a jock.
I loved music.
She's a bully.
Give me your lunch, please.
Yeah, I was just about to say, she was taking your lunch.
Can't guess me. Pew.
I was in volleyball. I was in the track, but I loved music. And I grew up in a predominantly white neighborhood. So, my music choice wasn't what everybody else was listening to. And then that just kind of led into me liking other things and like exploring other options.
Gotcha.
I didn't really do the comic book thing, but watching cartoons and getting into video games and things like that. And, you know, we just have those moments where it's like, you like that? I like that too, but I never told anybody. And then we're like, yes!
Really?
Yeah.
Like what was one thing like you discovered he liked that was like, oh my God, I get to share this with somebody?
Ooh. I will say one of the big things, he actually puts me onto a lot of stuff. There's occasions where I put him on the stuff, but...
What you put him onto?
I would say I put him onto a lot of music.
What?
You 90s know, music.
He listens to something other than Weezy and Kanye West?
He does, but he doesn't let people know it.
Oh.
You have to come to our house and play Rock Band.
Okay. All right. Okay. Got his little Aerosmith popping out. All right, I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. And what has he gotten you into?
He has definitely...
50 Shades of Grey. Because we love literature, that's all.
Yeah, right. No doubt, no doubt.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. Right.
That book.
The whole trilogy. No, I say one big thing he's put me onto is Star Wars. But then also being brave enough to watch Star Trek, and it's different incarnations, iterations, different versions of it. Mm-hmm. My dad's always been a horror movie guy, so I loved horror movies. I put him on a Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
I bought the box set home one day, and I was like, you didn't see Freddy Krueger? You don't know about the Dream Child? You don't know about the Dream Master?
I
didn't like,
know about Freddy.
No, you didn't.
I grew up on Freddy.
You didn't grow up on Freddy.
Why didn't I?
All right. Uh-oh.
That's my problem.
Next on Maury will be...
But anyways, just being able to be myself and like enjoy things without feeling weird or awkward about it is what I loved best.
That's dope. Now let's turn our attention over here to Danae. Hello, Danae.
Hi.
How are you doing?
So pleasant. Good. How are you?
When did you come upon this ravishing rogue we know as Spider Tribble?
You were going to say ravishing rodent.
Well, I met him at Kinko's when he worked at Kinko's.
Really?
And I was actually dating somebody else.
Was this other person with you when you met
him?
No. That would have been
Mr. Steele, your girlfriend.
And I would go in there for work, and he would help me like make blueprint copies. He said I always broke the machine, but I don't think I was. And so I would go in there, and he would make me laugh. We would just goof off in between, you know, me getting stuff done for work. And I met him, and he asked for my number, and I said, you know, I can't give you my number. I'm dating somebody, but I can give you my email address. I don't know how that makes anything different.
Still
but,
creeping.
Yeah, for real.
It's like, okay.
What year was this?
2000.
Don't look at me.
Four or five.
Okay.
But we exchanged emails like twice and then never really talked. And then by accident...
Like 2 years later.
Yeah, 2 years later, I wasn't seeing anybody, and I signed up for Facebook, and I accidentally clicked, like, import and invite all of your email contacts. And, stuff. And he was on that list, so oops. it prompted him to sign up for Facebook, too. He sent me a message, and he was like, hey, where do I know you from? And I was like, I don't know why you're hollering at me. I don't know you. I didn't send you any message. And
oh, wow.
Well, I wasn't a jerk.
Yes, she was.
I was just like, where did you come from? I don't know who you are.
I don't know you.
And so we started exchanging messages, and we went out. I think our first date was, well, it really wasn't a date. We just went out to hang out as friends, and we literally started hanging out with each other every single day. Like, from the first time we hung out every day, you know. Straightforward. And so we reunited in July of 2007. He proposed in February of 2008, and we got married in April of 2008. So
actually,
we were together less than a year.
I think it might be today.
What? No, yesterday.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I knew it was around the beginning of February. Like, I don't remember when.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Aww. By accident, and I was seeing somebody else, so.
Yeah.
He stole me.
Scandalous.
Well, he kind of stole you, but not really.
Not really. Not
yeah,
really.
Not if it's a 2-year plan. That's not stealing.
Yeah, that ain't stealing.
That's the scenic route. He may have put her in his pocket, but he didn't walk out the store with her.
Exactly.
I just walked around the store until it was closing time. Then I had to run out real quick.
Yeah.
That was a long time.
Yep.
You know, but he got you, though. You know what I mean? That's cool. Now, would you, obviously, Jay is a geek, and he wears his geek flag very proudly.
Mm-hmm.
He is, it should be noted, the Philadelphia Geek Awards 2014 Geek of the Year. So let's put that out there right there, right now. Would you consider yourself a geek?
I would. I would not say to the same extreme. Every time I think I'm a geek, he out-nerds me. So he's the man of trivia. So he always has facts about everything. And I'm like, well, I know this one thing, so...
But why would you consider yourself a geek?
I don't know. I grew up enjoying sci-fi and loving science fiction.
Did you have a favorite?
X-Files was my absolute favorite. Yeah. I was a Trekkie too, Star Trek.
Okay.
My parents like really got me into that. So I would consider myself a nerd. I like computers. And all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's what, if you know, not going to put your whole thing out there, but that's what you do. You work on
computers.
I'm
in IT.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty dope.
So kind of nerdy. Not quite to the extent.
No, she's nerdy. She didn't even tell you about all her Lord of the Rings chess sets that we have in the house that are hers, nice. That she came to the house with.
Nice.
Wait, chess sets? Like multiple?
Yeah, she has one for each one in the movies.
You gotta have one for each movie.
She has a crystal one of each one in the movies.
Like Boo Boo.
You want to play?
No. I was saying that's real nerdy. That's not.
That's not a little.
It's
nerdy,
one thing to have one Lord of the Rings chess set, but to have one to correspond with that girl,
you have to.
She's downplaying it a lot because, like,
push your glasses.
Her movie, yeah. her movie selection. One of the reasons why I talked to her is because of her movie selection. When I saw it on Facebook, it was all 80s and 90s action movies and like sci-fi movies. I was like, oh, okay, you like Predator, okay. All right, Terminator. Okay, like she had like Terminator 1. Yeah. I was like, okay, there you go. I like this. So yeah, she's a bigger nerd than and a reader too. She likes that reading.
Read a book.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, she reads.
They have words.
How important was it to you, Jay, and you, E, for the women that you did settle down with to, you know, embrace the things that you love, that you like?
How important? Yeah. I think that's very important in a relationship. Because you have
was it important
support.
For you?
Yeah, definitely. Because you have to support each other. So it's kind of hard to be excited about anything. Anything that we do, being creative, whether it's drawing or singing or performing or telling jokes or writing or making a movie, any of those things is they're so easy to be self-conscious about. If you don't believe in yourself, you know. Even if you do, you can still be self-conscious about what you're producing. So for to have that person, you know, your ride or die, your right hand, also believe in you and be supportive and, you know, give you helpful suggestions or help you see, bring those things into fruition, it's priceless. Like, it's literally priceless.
You have that in jazz?
Yeah, sure do.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me for a second. I was like, yeah, there you go, player. I got you back.
He got his boo on each side of him.
I got you, boo.
My booze. I be hoe running.
Wow.
How about you, Jay?
I think that's very important. Because that's who I am. You know what I mean? Like, I've dated girls who weren't geeks, and it just never worked out because I'd bring up something or I'd show them, like, I'm into this cartoon. And they'd be like, oh, that's for kids. And I'm like, get out of my house. which I have done. Like, no problem.
Makes sense.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Beat it.
Beat it, right? But she's, like, fascinated by, like, the stuff I do, you know, like comics and all that jazz. And I kind of, like, tied in with everybody looking at some of my, you know, art and saying, that looks like your girl. I was like, yeah, I guess I might as well just keep this one then. She subconsciously, I guess she's my muse. So
that's cool.
Aww.
All right, calm down.
I will quote you whenever you get mad at me. I'm like, I'm your muse. I'm your Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's true.
No, either one.
That's true. On this recent, on our recent Black Tribbles Prime, which was all about Spider-Man, and we were bigging up about how Peter Parker, you know, how everybody, a lot of geeks relate to Peter Parker because he ultimately got the it girl, Mary Jane, who's like the model of the Marvel Universe. And it's one of the things that you kind of pointed out. Like, you know, you got
the it girl.
You got the it girl.
She's my Mary Jane.
That's cool. So that he actually does mean that.
I know. So sweet.
Okay.
That is sweet. When did you know Eric, that jazz had kind of like was buying into everything that you was throwing down, man?
When I went to go visit her at Bucknell one weekend, and you know, just like cuz we were hanging out like pretty regularly every weekend since we had met. And she just introduced me to some of her friends as like her boyfriend. Which was like a shock to me.
New to you.
Yeah, because we hadn't had a conversation or anything. It was just like, hey, so this is my boyfriend, Eric. And I was like,
really?
He's
like, oh, really?
Right, because I'm not going to play her in front of these people I don't know, so I had to go with it. And then, like, later, I'm like, oh, boyfriend, huh? She was like, yeah. I'm like, oh, so I guess it's too late to go back now? She was like, yup. I'm like, all right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I was like, cool. So I've just been riding that train ever since.
She took control.
I see how you do, Jazz.
She said, and I'm telling you.
Well, hey, I mean, like, I don't know, like, it just kind of came out because we've, you know, hung out pretty much every weekend for, like,
probably a year.
Yeah, like every weekend I was at Bloomsburg or he was at Bucknell, and it was just like that was our thing. And to me, just I don't know, just seemed natural.
And now Jay and Eric both are gamers. Now I wouldn't call you a hardcore gamer because I know some gamers that just like
too hardcore.
there's people that like. I'm a hardcore, but not like some people are fanatical.
There is some people that just like
haven't left the house.
You haven't left the house, yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? But you are still definitely gamers, all right? And Jazz and Danae, correct me if I'm wrong. Neither of you strike me as a gamer per se. Of course, Danae's got a weird look on her face, and she's like, "Yo,
Jason's
no me
staring though. Me down." I think he. Okay, well. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a hardcore gamer, but I do a lot of like gaming on like my cell. I do play like Telltale games. Mm-hmm. I play as long as they're not first person shooters because I suck at them. If they're adventure games, then it's fine. Mario, I can kill it in Mario Kart and New Super Mario Brothers. All of that, I can kill it in there. Mortal Kombat too. I actually do like that fighting game. And I think I've played another fighting game. I don't remember what other one. Mortal Kombat's my favorite,
yeah,
though. Again, not hardcore, but I love gaming. I do.
What about you, Jazz?
Oh, I enjoy gaming. I'm not as heavy into it as Eric is, but when it comes to like, you know, the games on your phone or I play games on the Wii with Sage, like the Mario Karts and stuff. But I love getting into the first person shooter games because I watch him play them. And a lot of times when I'm watching him play, like sometimes he'll like miss something. I'm like, wait, there's a guy up there. Like, get that sniper. Like, and it's fun. And then I want to play too. So I always try to make sure we get a multiplayer game instead of just a one person game. So that way I can play with them.
That's cool, because that's one of the big things you hear about a lot of women, at least some women I've heard anyway, complain about like their guys are always stuck in the games. They don't relate to them. You know, they don't want to do anything or anything like that. And that, at least from what I see, doesn't seem to be an issue over here.
No, my dinner is made when I get home, so he can game all he wants.
Really? That's right, because Jason works from home.
Yeah.
So he cooks every night.
Most nights, yep. Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
Yeah, I make sure there's a hot plate so I can sit in front of that PS4 if she got me.
I'm quiet, so.
But she plays, too. Like, we on the whenever we're home together, we try and pop in a game. Like, we love, like, Monopoly. So the fact that I got Monopoly for the PS4, like, that's our thing now. Like, that's all we do is just, like, drop on that. If not that, I mean, for a while we were... She's really good at like Guitar Hero and Rock Band and all that stuff.
Oh,
she kills, she crushes those. We used to DDR together, actually.
Oh my goodness!
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, y'all hardcore.
Back when we were both fit.
Yeah. Now I'm fat and like a little Somalian kid. I'm like fat and skinny at the same time. Stats.
Wow.
What about over here in the Mac home? Y'all what games do y'all play together?
One time we was playing Spin the Jasmine. That's one of the games I like. Oh, wait. No, video games. You didn't specify. I don't know, because she likes to watch a lot of my games that I play. That's, I think, my favorite part, maybe, that she likes to watch, and she doesn't complain.
That's cool.
Yeah, so she likes to watch and play the game.
But when we play like together, that. It's usually like a Call of Duty or... like one of those kinds of games, because there is multiplayer modes on them. So that way, like, he'll lead and then I'll follow and then I'll lead sometimes. Because I like the shooting part, but I like to get better at it. And the only way you can get better at it is practice.
Halo used to be fun too.
Yeah,
that was back
Halo
in college.
We were
Halo. But yeah, that's almost where we get Xbox all over again.
Y'all see, one thing I've noticed watching you and Jazz, Eric, like, because I've known y'all for more than a few years. Y'all do literally almost everything that I've seen together. Like she is your, I don't know if you consider her, but dude, she's your right hand. Every place she is there with you. You know what I'm saying? And y'all ride or die from what I say. And that's a beautiful thing. But it's so much so that it really shocked me to a degree when you were telling me about, because I know you're an avid gun collector and you turning yourself into like a little bit of a frontiersman before our eyes. And like, you like to go hunting and everything. And actually, Jazz, you go hunting with him.
I sure do.
You lace up the camouflage and are out there with your own shotgun?
Head to toe. Not shotgun. I got a bolt action rifle.
Oh, excuse me.
Get it right. Two different weapons.
I'm sorry, Len. I stand corrected. I apologize.
I don't have a shotgun yet, but
yet. Oh, okay.
Yet. Wow. But yeah, head to toe.
And now, is that just because Eric got you into it, or had you always been intrigued by it?
I had not always been intrigued by hunting, but I love the outdoors. Okay. And that's something that my family, I like it because it's almost like our families are very similar, because his mom's into like arts and crafts and my mom was into it and I'm into it. And they like going outdoors and camping and hiking and all that stuff. So the fact that he loves to do it is a plus. And then when he introduced me to it, I was kind of like, well, I don't know. But then I took the course with him and I was like, well, you know, it kind of makes sense to learn how to do this. It's a valuable skill that most people don't know. And then I was like, but it's also a fun aspect to it as well. It's a sport. Just like anything else you get into.
Do you have any kills yet?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
All right. Let me know.
All right.
I want some venison.
Yeah. You'll know. We'll have a big old barbecue at the house.
Yeah, that was the first thing I put my hat into when I found out they were starting to get into hunting. I was like, I like venison.
Yeah. And Jazz can cook, too. So
I know about it, right?
Jazz can throw down. Let me let Triple Nation know. Jazz does this thing with these sausages that she wraps in bacon. She understands, and every time we have a get together, she makes a platter for the party. She makes a platter for me because I'm just going to crush them. It doesn't. It's and I guess Eric has like some stashed in his pillowcase. I don't know, but they're about to get crushed. Now, Jay and Danae, who love to game together, and Danae is all into her IT. Here's something I've always wanted to ask you, Danae. Jay is the geek of the year. And anyone who knows Jay knows that Jay is the geek of the year because you know how geeky he is. And if you don't know how geeky he is, Jay will quickly tell you within 3 minutes of meeting him how geeky he is and that he is the geek of the year. To the extent that there are some people that it can be grating on them. We've learned to like love the guy. I wondered how that plays at home with you.
Well, I mean, I think he's a character, which is really amusing. He is. He's a character. But I think, you know, we have a good balance. We have our back and forth. We have our times where we're just hanging out. We're both on our computers. And just being around each other is awesome. We don't even have to speak. Mm. And then, like, we'll be playing a funny YouTube video, look over, show it, giggle together, and then go back to what we're doing. So I wouldn't say that he's, like, turned on, well, in that, not that sense, all the time. You know, we have our balance. And I think it's an awesome thing to have someone who is kind, has a lot of knowledge, but not overbearing. I think we do well with one another and being honest with one another and being like, all right, time to chill, time to not chill, whatever. So,
but that's
I don't think it's overbearing at all.
But I think it's interesting that you said that he is a character, that there is to a degree a character that he puts on.
I wouldn't say that he puts it on. I would say that he's memorable. And so that's why I say he's a character.
Okay.
And like, I'm very chill. I'm very, you know, I don't want to make any waves. I don't want attention. And I'm an introvert, and he's the opposite of that. He's an extrovert. He likes people. He likes to talk. He likes people to know the things that he loves. And I get that. I get that from him, the passion, that the stuff that he loves and that he wants to share. So if you love something, you want to share it with people, and I definitely get that from him.
How does it feel being married to the geek of the year?
I won an award, too. No, it feels great.
We can't talk
I'm very
about
proud
that
of him.
Award. That's not the thing we talk about.
It's very pointy.
Oh, well. Okay.
It's like cat barbs.
No, I'm very, very proud of him. He's worked very hard, so it's awesome.
How do you feel about Danae?
She
you
cool.
better say I'm awesome. Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, I did. Let me put mine together real quick. She is a wonderful human being and an inspiration to us all. I find her to be delightful visually and spiritually. I will hold her forever in my heart. Thank you.
End scene.
End scene.
Jazz. Eric, you've introduced him to a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
Eric likes a lot of music that is some crazy music. Because he likes his Wheezy.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone knows Wheezy music,
oh,
Wheezy music goes there.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ask you, because as much as he does like his Wheezy,
mm-hmm.
and as much as sometimes his Wheezy-isms can come out in the Eric that he is also, first and foremost, a devoted father to a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
Sage.
Yeah.
So I wonder, do you ever see like a weird juxtaposition between that?
I would have to say, I think like he knows how to pick and choose those moments because mm-hmm. like there's a time and a place for everything. There's a time to like, okay, Eric, I'm dad role. But then, you know, like the Wheezy and stuff like that, that's when he's like Eric on his own, like, sans child, and, you know, I'm just chilling, I'm being me. So, but I kind of like that about him, because if not, like, that wouldn't be, like, who he is. Like,
right.
he's multifaceted, and without that, I mean, like, I don't know, I don't think he would be the same. Because, I mean, like, he's not, like, degrading, and, you know, it's not, you know, he likes the music, he likes the beats, and as much as I didn't like Wheezy at first, he kind of grew on me, too, so I like listening to it with him.
That says a lot about you.
I used to like the two of you.
You don't like them anymore?
I'm kidding.
A little less. A little bit less. A little less.
I have my moments too, so.
Oh, yeah. We've seen them. We've seen them, Jazz.
Those moments are awesome.
Okay, so where does Phoenix Tribble come from?
Oh, Phoenix Tribble.
Brick City, son.
Well, that could be part of it, but I chose Phoenix Tribble because I kind of feel like I'm constantly evolving,
mm-hmm.
and when I picked Phoenix, like for me, it was definitely like a time for me to like be reborn and you know, embrace that inner Phoenix, rise from out the ashes, and be something better.
Okay, and you're still rising.
I'm still rising. Plus, I like X-Men, and you know. I like her powers.
You said that you're into arts and crafts. And I know you do some mean knitwork. You made a blanket for me that I gave as a gift to someone before. And you've made this adorable bag for Kennedy.
It's yes. The best convention bag ever.
Yeah, Black Tribbles convention bag. That is beautiful. And we're all just hating because, like, you know, like, we
I only
like
pull it out of cons. And everybody's like, that's a dope bag. I'm like, yup.
It's got like Star Trek and the Black Tribbles logo on it. That joint is fly, man.
Thank you.
You do
thank
some beautiful
you.
Work. Definitely. Danae.
I got to step my game up. That's all I'm saying.
Well, your game is
I don't
fun.
Make nothing.
You can build some Black Tribbles computers.
There you
right?
go.
Yeah.
You
go.
I could mod something. I don't know.
Danae, you were given your Tribble designation by Jason. Of
early on,
it's actually, I believe, the full designation is Donkamus Prime Tribble.
Yeah, because she's a prime.
Keep it classy. Yeah,
you know, let's
keep it classy on WHYY. But if you had to choose your own, here, and if you would like to choose your own,
still an option.
Yes,
yeah, because you named Sage Gizmo Tribble.
Yes,
and she corrected us in the middle of a show once. She was like, "Oh no." No. It's Turtle Tribble.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, excuse me. Yeah, so, we were like, excuse me.
So Eric's daughter, even at the young age of what, four?
She's five.
She'll
be
five.
Six next month.
That's right. 5 years old, has claimed her Tribble name. So feel free if you want to claim your Tribble name, or are you riding with Donkamus?
I mean, I could have an alias, right? I
yes,
could
you
have
can.
An AKA. Yeah. I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
Randy's got like 12.
AKA. I'm not sure. I think something X-Files related. I could be like Scully Tribble or something.
Oh my God, that would be awesome.
So that could be my alias. I'm down with that. So I'm good with Donkamus too because Jason gave it to me. So because Spider Tribble gave it to me. If anybody else had, I would not have accepted.
It would be a problem.
Yes.
I was offended for you. I'm glad you're okay with it.
Only from his lips. That's okay.
Right.
Okay, so that's my alias. I
Scully
like it.
Triple.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That's dope.
I like appreciate that. It. Everybody approves.
Yeah.
Yes. We all do.
And
approve.
I think I think it's very befitting as well. You know what I mean? Out of the Mulder and Scully kind of dynamic, Scully was definitely the more pragmatic, level-headed, okay, listen, let's look at science first before we jump to Crazy Town. Yeah. And I feel that's pretty applicable with the two of you as well.
Yeah. I live Crazy Town.
You certainly
He's
do.
He's the mayor.
You certainly do.
Senior financier of Crazy Town.
I just want to thank the two of you, one, for coming into the studio tonight to talk about your relationships with us and share it with all of Triple Nation. And also, I have always considered you the you know, significant others of the rest of us notwithstanding. I've always considered you two as the two married, you know, wives of Black Tribbles, the first ladies of Triple Nation, and I believe rightfully so. So thank you very much for representing
thank you.
Us.
You make us feel like family. So
you are family.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Indeed.
Yeah, you're like family to me too.
Yeah.
That's good.